This is the Sun Radio Regional Report. I'm Kevin Connor. We touch on topics of interest and importance to people here in Central Texas. And this week, with Veterans Day, we're thinking about veterans and how the rest of us as a community can support our veterans. And there are a lot of veterans here in Central Texas. And a couple of people that I'm speaking with today saw a need for a place for veterans, specifically in Dripping Springs, and they are building it. And the veterans will come. It's called Patriots Hall of Dripping Springs. Two of the founding board members are with me today, Catherine Chandler and Dr. Mary Jane Hetrick. And they're going to explain first what the concept is behind Patriots Hall and how the whole idea came to happen in the first place.
We have 10 acres right off 290. It's basically a retreat and resource base combined for veterans, all veterans, and their families to come meet and connect. About 70% of the property is going to be wide open spaces with workout areas, an active garden, campsites, and things like that. But also the building itself, it's about 7,100 square feet. We'll be doing a lot of therapeutic things, get-togethers, art, yoga, vet-to-vet mentoring, and educational seminars and workshops. The vets getting together to job network, things like that. We have so many people interested in Hays County who want to help in these particular areas. So we're really lucky with that. And we've got our first building up, which was our first promise, actually, was to the VFW American Legion, who had nowhere to meet ages ago. And they've been waiting. So as of Dripping Springs Patriots Hall, we are supplying them with that, which will be open in a couple of weeks.
Oh,
we
great.
Yeah, we have doors and windows stuck in those shipping lines that you see on the news. So once we get those, we are up and running. And so once we sign off on that, we'll start with the Patriots Hall itself.
For each of you, for Mary Jane and for Catherine, what was it about this project that made you want to take leadership action in it? What was it that said, you know, we need to do this?
This all started about 4 years ago when local veteran Shorty Barnett had a hand-drawn flyer that said, "We just need a place." And he was referencing our VFW and American Legion posts that had been nomadic since their meeting place had been torn down in a very flood-prone area. And that was our initial intent, was just to find maybe an acre somewhere, maybe a nice Mueller building, just, you know, a place of respect for them. And then as that process was taking longer than we had hoped, the silver lining is that it enabled us to talk to both supporters of veteran causes in the area and then younger veterans. You know, we have 14,000 veterans in Hays County. And we kept hearing that you really should create your own 501c3 so that you are not beholden to any national organization and you can be nimble and responsive to the needs of our area veterans. And that's when Patriots Hall was born. We were formed in 2019. And the vision keeps expanding because we keep hearing about unmet needs, you know, of our veterans.
Well, to start a 501c3 organization and to do it right, you really need the expert advice of somebody that knows about these things, like, well, perhaps Mary Jane. Because Mary Jane is the president of Foundation Logic, and you really help a lot of people with their nonprofits.
Well, I love the nonprofit sector. You know, the whole reason the nonprofit sector exists is because the private sector hasn't deemed some services, you know, worthy of their profit margin, and the needs haven't risen to the level of government action to take care of everything. And so in steps the nonprofit sector. And yeah, it's really a labor of love, especially in this case when you know so many of our local veterans and can't wait to see them enjoy this property.
And we have a lot of veterans in this area. I learned this from your website, which is patriotshall.org, that between Fort Hood, Texas and San Antonio, Texas, it's the densest population of veterans in the country. You mentioned 14,000 in Hays County, but there's a whole lot in this area. And your aim is to serve the whole region, correct?
Basically, what we did is we put it together. One of our board members, who's a veteran, put together a survey between those two places, too. And that's when we found out all this. You know, it was solidified, these facts. And we actually asked them what they were looking for. So that's our Bible of what we're building. Everything is stamped with approval of veterans. We'll try something that might not work. They'll give us input and we'll try something else as far as programming. That is basically our Bible. Our board itself is majority veterans, and we want to keep adding that to you so that it's not our version of what we think as civilians, what our veterans want to do. It's what they really want. And one other difference that we didn't have with the VFW is there are hoops to go through to be a member of VFW, American Legion. VFW is foreign boots on the ground during wartime. And there are a lot of veterans who fall through those cracks. Mm-hmm. So as long as you are a veteran, you have a DD-214, you are welcome on this property with your family. And that really doesn't exist anywhere. So this way we can really build the veteran community. And we did one shoot just to raise some funds. And it turned out the best thing about it was these veterans here in Dripping Springs didn't know the other veterans. And when they all showed up, they're like, hey, I know you. I know you. And it was so amazing. And so we want to do that every year, not even as a fundraiser, but just to get these veterans together, you know, let them find these new relationships and friendships, which is just amazing.
We're talking with Mary Jane Hetrick and Catherine Chandler of Patriots Hall of Dripping Springs. You're listening to veterans on what they want to have in a place like this. Was there any model for this anywhere in the country, any place you could visit or talk to people that and see how they were doing it?
Nope. That was kind of the beauty of it. We Googled it. We're like, what is this? We're hoping we'll be a first of many because basically all of our money has come from the community. The community really wants to support the veterans. It's not like a big corporation and then working in. We're working from the ground saying, what is it you want? What can we do? You know, I've had veterans on the property who literally get so emotional when they realize this money's coming from the community. And, you know, we'll also be open for different things the community coming in doing, you know, physical fitness challenges with the high schoolers or learning how to garden with a veteran, you know, master gardener. And we'll be having them come in for art shows, things like that. So the community will be involved in that sense and they can see what they've accomplished themselves. But it meant a lot to these guys that actual community members have put this together and are supporting it financially. That was huge.
But Dripping Springs has become a very popular destination for people to live. And so 10 acres right off of Highway 290, that's not cheap to begin with just to get the land and then to build a couple of buildings and then all of these other facilities out there. Your budget total is over $7 million now to get this thing going?
Yeah. And we, even during COVID, we're up to 4.4 right now, which was so amazing. And it's literally just people that we meet that have the heart for it. We've been so blown away by this and so blessed by this that we haven't had to reach out to huge corporations and things like that. Yeah, it's plugging along. I mean, there's something driving it just besides us, I'll tell you. We're blessed. We're very blessed with this project.
And there are all kinds of ways to support this project, patriotshall.org, ways to just make a direct donation or maybe to host your own fundraiser. And also, I found that one page very helpful, the inspirational resources page. And veterans can go to this now and take advantage of some of these. I know Darden Smith and what he's been doing with the soldiers, songwritingwithsoldiers.org, that's on there. But also you have veterans working with bees and food and all kinds of things to get out there and get involved in something. Because you know, for most of us, we don't realize what pressures veterans are under when they come home.
Absolutely. That is the biggest problem. And it's starting to be addressed more and more. It's a huge problem and it touches everyone in different ways and the families. That's why we want the families there. We'll have a playscape and things like that. Because sometimes the family, if the veteran is inside doing a certain kind of therapy or something or job networking, the family can be there barbecuing together with other families or fishing. And it, you know, we want the whole family involved. That was one of the things on the survey. It's like, well, I don't have time to go do that stuff because I want to be with my family. Well, bring your family along, spend the day here. That was an eye opener for us.
Sometimes people just need an opportunity to talk. And especially, I would imagine you talk to other veterans, a veteran talking to other veterans because they know what it's like. They get it.
They get it. Yeah. I had a veteran there just recently to check it out who has PTSD and he, through the VA, which is great. It's trying its best. You know, his therapist assigned to him was a young woman who had never served. And sometimes it just takes another vet at a property. You walk the trails and talk. And there can be something so powerful about that. And one other thing is we are inviting other nonprofits for veterans to put themselves on our schedule. If they want to do something there, they, you know, we'll vet them in and everything. And so we're actually brick and mortar place for a lot of veteran nonprofits that don't have a place. They're just maybe a phone number, and they can come and help and work together.
So, and again, all the contact information is on the website, patriotshall.org. But Mary Jane and Catherine, do either of you have, you know, close family members who are veterans, or did you just see this as a community need?
Well, when I met Shorty, and he's short because he's very tiny, Vietnam veteran, and handed us that flyer. My father did 2 tours in Vietnam, and he was very affected. He now lives in a veteran's home in San Diego. And since he's been there, he was very reclusive. Since he's been there, he's like the social butterfly, and he listens to the doctors because they're all veterans. And I just saw that happening. And when I met Shorty, I was like, this is unacceptable. You guys need a place. And, you know, that's where it started. And that's when we realized we needed something more. We'll give you guys your VFW American Legion meeting space, but we need something bigger and more. So that's kind of where that stems from me.
Well, so for me, I have some close high school friends who have served, and I have a cousin who was in the Air Force. But I think what resonated with me the most were the veterans, you know, in my church. So Shorty and another former commander, Colonel Robert Garland, Gary Hale, who's kind of a legend around here. You know, they're my friends. And so it's just very heartwarming to be able to do this for them. But I think, to Catherine's point, it's a really important part of this picture that we're not trying to staff, you know, a bunch of employees. We want to be the place, kind of a facilitator of all of these different services that already exist and or that don't exist yet. But I've had veterans say, when you are up and running, I would love to give a little clinic or workshop on educational benefits for veterans, because I missed out on some and I don't want that to happen to anybody else. You know, those are the kinds of stories that we are hearing. And it really kind of, I think, fuels our jets to talk to these veterans and realize that they get it. You see their wheels turning and they want to help us help them. You know, we just got to keep fundraising and
But you're providing the place that other people can come to and help each other. So you're not creating a whole staffing structure or anything like that. But if somebody does have a workshop, a therapeutic workshop or an art class, you provide that place. Now, you mentioned that the smaller building that will be there for the VFW is going to open in a couple of weeks. What's the timetable for the big building?
Permits are the hardest thing. So we're hoping that, you know, we're going to get some help through that. But we will be putting in our permits for that building very soon. So we are hoping we can actually break ground maybe April. But in the meantime, we can start working the land. So we have an obstacle course and workout area for vets that we can do a Murph challenge or challenge the high school football team against our veterans. We're going to work that. We're going to work the garden. And as we're waiting for that, we'll continue fundraising. So I am hoping that it'll be the end of 2022. That's our goal. That's my goal. I'm fighting with the contractor all the time. He always has a smirk. I'm like, no, we can do this. We can do this. So by the end of 2022, if everything goes just as planned, that's when we'd like to be open.
That's fantastic. This is a good project. And like you said, you're more than halfway to your financial goal, although they keep raising the price of lumber every time you turn around. So that overall cost is going to go up. And
It has, but I'm hoping by the time we're actually building, it might just settle down again. So everything kind of works for a reason. I think once we're actually building, it'll settle. So
when are people able to go out there and just walk the grounds? When will that happen?
Well, since we're an active construction site right now, people can reach out to us if they're interested in learning more about it and they haven't, you know, learned it from the website itself, or if they are interested in donating money. I can take them on a personal tour, or Mary Jane, for sure.
Okay. And I know you have a build team. You already have people working on that. And I bet you there's some people that would say, hey, I want to help.
Correct.
Especially veterans building something that will be there for them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Yeah.
We also have, we have something this Saturday, pickleball at Dripping Springs Dreamland. We're going to do a little clinic for veterans. And if people want to learn a little bit more, we'll be out there talking about veterans, the veterans.
Well, very cool. Paul, yeah, that's a lovely, yeah, lovely place that Steve and his crew of Gareth and have built out.
Yes.
There. Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Like Catherine said, you know, we envision this as kind of the flagship Patriots Hall, and that there will be affiliates across the country. We're already working on our trademark, and not every community will need a meeting house. Like for VFW and American Legion Post, they may have their own little space that's perfectly fine. Another community might need, you know, a childcare center, or who knows, but mm-hmm. just that idea of being this place that is grounded in nature and is, you know, therapeutic in its own right, but then also being this facilitator of different services. I mean, we did look, we looked all over the country. Catherine even got on a plane to, you know, to check out some places, and it just didn't seem like what we felt like was the template that was needed. And you know, in the nonprofit sector, you never want to duplicate services, but when you do have a new idea, a new logic model that has not been done, then, you know, that's when you hear, like we have heard, if you build it, they will come, and then other people will want to replicate the model. So super excited that it's starting right here in Dripping Springs.
And again, all the information about Patriots Hall, why it's there, what's happening, resources for veterans, and ways that you can help out, all at patriotshall.org, especially now as we're observing a Veterans Day. It's really nice to hear from people that are getting it done, making it happen.
Getting it done. We are getting it done.
Excellent. Well, Catherine Chandler and Mary Jane Hetrick, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for thinking of us.
Well, it certainly is my pleasure to talk to people like Catherine and Mary Jane, who are getting it done. They had an idea, and they're making it happen. And all the information, again, is at patriotshall.org. And Saturday, the Veterans Day Games, a pickleball clinic, and for veterans specifically, happening at Dreamland, which is on Highway 290, just west of downtown Dripping Springs. The clinic begins Saturday at 3:30, and veterans who wish to participate should email info@patriotshall.org. I'm Kevin Connor. Your comments are always welcome, and your suggestions for topics to address in future episodes of the Sun Radio Regional Report, always welcome. Studio@sunradio.com.